Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
See you in a little.
Hey there, Beverly Hills 90210 fam.
You know how when they yell cut, they wouldn't stop.
That's interesting.
What? Yes.
If you were Donna, what would you have said?
A waitress, rather, call the police, and she was mistaken in 90210 for
cops.
Along with your host, Charles Rosen.
But look at that, Dean Cake, and Dan probably got the best performance he ever gave.
We're having a meeting here.
Oh, at least there's one person on this Fricasta set that knows what they're doing.
Larry Mullen.
I had a friend named Craig Richland. There was still cocaine around and stuff. I always remembered him, and I just kind of thought I would honor my coke dealer.
Get out of here!
Pete Ferrero.
Here's what I learned. It's possible Claire would have gone out with me.
That was your take, right?
So sit back and relax, because it's, like, totally time for the Beverly Hills 90210 show.
Just hold on to me tonight.
Okay, here we are. Back on the Beverly Hills 90210 show. It's exciting to be back and reunited together, guys.
Yep. It's been a minute, yeah.
This has been everyone's been very busy. Chuck, how's everything going with a couple things? One, the Rosen Report.
The Rosen Report just takes up all my time. Every morning. I'm there. I get up early. I type. I think of stuff. I think of more stuff. We put pictures together. It's a lot long. Every month is longer than I always expect it's going to be. But I'm getting the hang of it a little bit and enjoying it. And certainly need people who are listening right now and through the show. And I'll say this again, to let me at charles.rosen@gmail.com to know where their favorite pizza is. Is it in LA? Is it where you live? What is it? And we will put it right there in the Rosen Report with your name and the pizza place and everything else. So that's going well. I walk my dogs on the beach. They keep going, "Where's Larry? Where's Larry?" I can tell they run to his house and waiting for pepperoni, and it's just not there.
Okay. I wanted to say, first off, there's a couple people hanging around in the background. Laura and Patty will be bringing you guys on in a second. It really sucked this week not having you in town.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's,
I mean, it's like pictures look like fun. So yeah, I missed everybody. I miss everybody.
Yeah, we really miss you too. I mean, Chuck and I were walking back at the Dodger game, and we talked about it. We had like a good five minutes.
Yeah, Pete said, "You mean if Larry was still in town, I wouldn't be here." And I go, "Well, Pete, I don't know what to say about that, but yeah." I'd always get him at the April game because before he would go back to the Vineyard. Yeah, that was the. And that way, now the seasons are so crazy, I got them in the March game. You know, it's not an April game anymore.
And then also the Dodgers. Do you want to comment?
Well, I think they had a really crappy week, and I think it's directly correlated by the fact that they announced when they were going to the White House, they started to lose baseball games. It's called bad karma. They pulled one out today, but they didn't play well. And we'll see what happens if they become safe and warm when they get back to L.A.
Maybe. Let's hope for that. Yeah. Larry, how are things in Ohio?
In the Ohio River Valley, there was a lot of rain, as you know. There was flooding in our neighbors. We're in the tri-state area where I live. It's Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio. So the Kentucky and Indiana portion had significant flooding. I mean, dangerous flooding, you know. And the Ohio portion, the Ohio River went high, but did not flood. We're on a creek, and it's great. It's only looked better, but no, we have no problem there. And it's a nice life, you know. Things are good. I'm in my office.
It's coming together. It looks like
it's coming together. There's the print that Chuck had made.
Oh, there's the Hirschfeld.
Hirschfeld is right there above my writing stuff.
Yay! Thank you very much. And I wanted to say, you know, my the second installment of Pool Guy's Kid is going to be coming out this summer. I got the cover for it now.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I know.
I looked at the cover on your desktop.
Yeah, Brian certainly read it. And
Chuck, Larry, when can we look forward to?
I've written 5 novels since I've known Pete. He hasn't written
one. I'm a visual for, I'm a formula format.
I'm in my loft, my study now, my living room. But yeah,
Larry, when can we expect that book to come out?
Oh, July. Yeah, late June, July.
Perfect summer release.
Summer release. Yeah, we just you know, it's been edited, just doing the artwork. Might come out a little sooner. But
Larry, are you going to write a third one in this series?
I'm writing it now. Yeah.
Oh, amazing! Wow.
South Island, New Zealand. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down the vineyard. You know, living my life there. I'm very fortunate to, and grateful for all.
Yes, Brian. How are things with you?
Good. You know, same old. I do want to say very quickly. I know we're going to get more into, you know, people that we have unfortunately lost, but rest in peace to Clem Burke of Blondie. That one really sucked to hear about. As well as Richard Chamberlain. Both really sad losses that happened recently. But we'll get into some more into that later.
Well, I'll talk about both those people. Yeah.
No, that's right. Yeah.
But the 90210 community, Chuck, has lost a couple of people. So obviously, first off, is Wings Hauser. Should we talk about Wings?
Does Larry talk about Wings?
Brian. Do you like that? Hold that.
Yeah.
Jonesy was in season 5 and 6, and I don't know. He maybe came back again after maybe 7 even. You know, he was a. You know, he brought so much authenticity to playing the private eye. It was just so much fun. He really was a B-movie star when they used to have what was called B-movies, which would just be kind of action things, and they have a little bit of a luridness to them and some nudity. And he was always kind of a lead. Sometimes he played psychos. I think he had some wonderfully memorable psycho roles. But he just was, you know, one of those actors who came from an acting family, I believe. And his son, obviously, is Cole Hauser, is a big star. So it's, you know, they're real professional people. And
yes,
it was great working with him. I know there was some controversy I heard after the fact, but I also know that him and the director of the Mexico episode, James Whitmore, you know, we were lucky they didn't get arrested. I guess there was a pretty wild time in the old Squid Row in Cabo San Lucas.
But, the controversy.
I never heard about that.
The controversy you're referring to.
Yeah, James Whitmore told the story when we had him on, you know, about him and Wings and the, you know, late night thing. Though I think it was, it couldn't have been the location scout because Wings wasn't on the location scout. But yeah, James, Anyway, but Wings,
Remember what Tiffany said about, something happened, right? And she alluded that it was Wings.
A kissing problem of another sort.
What was either Wings or our friend that played Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. Maybe both.
Both suspects.
It was a different time, you know. It was, you know, actors. Ah, me too. Yeah. He was great. He was great to the show. He really brought some memorable.
He was on our podcast.
I know.
Yeah, people say to me, you should have had him on. I'm like, well, he was on the podcast. You
he just was have to on with me, though. He wasn't on when I was on, was he?
He was on the phone, Chuck. He called in. It was a whole thing. Yeah, you were there. It was the Mexico episode. Yeah, if you look that up in the archives.
Yeah, I think we had Nolly Thornton on.
Right. Yeah, I try to stay in touch with her every once in a while. She's a very sweet person. She's not a child anymore, though.
That's the thing.
It's confusing.
How you doing, Pete? How you doing?
I'm good, Karen. It's good to see you. Karen Rosen has joined us as well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Turn on a little more light, though, Woofy.
All my light sources are on.
We do have fans joining us in a few. Just chill out there. They're going to talk about one of them came to see the pizza movie, and then we have a bunch of people talking about the 90s con, which is exciting. But first,
we lost another person. I want to say something else. When you were talking about Wings being such an authentic detective, we also know that our friend Billy Vera was a very authentic bookie. And last night, Karen and I went to see him perform. The Vibrato Club, where Larry and I were headed on the night the fire started and didn't make it.
But Larry, this Chuck, he's still with us, Billy. Billy Murray.
Oh yes,
he was. He's with clarity us. He's in case you're following along. Years old and singing fever.
Fabulous. Everybody should go see him at the Vibrato Club whenever he's there. It was so fun.
Big band.
More trumpets. More saxophones.
Yeah. Okay. Underrated actor as well. Great as Duke. Also,
so good.
Three Wise Guy. If anybody's seen Wise Guy, fantastic series. He was in an episode.
He's not left us. So we're talking about like as if he's not. He's still with us, and you can go see his performances. Yeah. Because we entered in this. We entered into this by talking about people that passed, and now we keep talking about Billy, and he's still with
his
us.
Show passed. Not
we know the show. People. We always go off on tangents.
No, no, and I'm fine with it. I just want to be clear if anyone just caught up and they were like, what happened to Billy Barrett? Nothing. Yeah.
Pete, you're assuming people are listening closely. They're not. But what they are is Larry did bring up that we did lose another music man on the show that Larry and I and Karen, I think, knew him well, too. We really cared a lot about Marty Davich. He did some really wonderful things on the show. And the one kind of major pilot I did for Fox, he scored that as well and was just such a nice man.
He went on and did ER and other and a ton of other shows, so he continued working. Chuck, I pulled this little scene with Claire when she first enters. Is this what Marty did? I'm just
Claire Arnold's daughter.
Oh yeah, it's nice to meet you, Claire.
Nice to meet you too.
Bye, Mulshari.
Bye.
Tastes good.
Listen, Mon Cheri, I sort of thought after Lucinda you would be playing the monk about now.
This is much worse than Lucinda.
Take it from a friend, bro. Just say whoa.
I thought I did.
I don't think she heard you.
I think you're right. Listen, I gotta get over to Steve's and work on my paper. Don't tell anyone about this, okay? It's a little gnarly.
No sweat.
But that's Marty, right? The music score underneath, yes.
It was good underscore. Came in with the pop and then held itself and just kind of played. Never got in the way of the dialogue and it didn't bring that much attention to itself, but definitely helps move and fuel the moments. And that's he also could score really beautiful stuff. This was just kind of a little more tongue-in-cheek.
You know, if you look at the act breaks that he scored, that's how you really see it, where we really built the moment up.
He did 89 episodes of 90210. You've all heard his stuff throughout the entire series, I guess. I don't know how long he stayed with 90210, but was he there when you were there, Larry, after Chuck left?
After, I have no idea.
Oh, he did a lot with Larry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... his stuff is memorable in a way. In a way, it's hard to say that because you're not thinking about it. Like I'm more focused on Claire in that scene for sure.
you're like to work with someone because every picture when you have it, it's dry. Then you have to sit down with the composer and spot the picture where the music is going to start, what you're looking for, where it's going to end. And so he just was a great collaborator.
Chuck, did you sit in with any of the composers at all, and how did that go? And you listen to them.
I only sat in about 140 of those. Yes, I sat in often. After a while, my friend and colleague Steve Wasserman just loved it and was so opinionated. I just you're doing these now. Maybe the last dozen. You know, really, as I've said on this show, you know, once Luke survived the dreams of Dylan McKay, for me it was kind of a walk to that, you know, to the exit. So you know, and a lot of those near the end, Steve had a lot to do with the scoring. But I went there. I liked the composers. It just was, you know, if they got too chatty, it would, you know, I didn't have that time to give so much.
Well, I was going to ask you, what is a challenge for something like you? Were you specific about where things had to start?
The challenge was being in the same room with Kenny Miller. That was the challenge. But outside of that, everything was fine.
No, but was it specific about you wanting to time the music and all that stuff? I'm sure you were specific about some of that. I know that's important to you.
No, because you can make those changes on the stage. All you really needed to do
Not was, being mixed, just spotting.
Yeah, and then also it was this was when formally you would do the spotting, and it was also formally when we would say these are the songs that we're trying to license now. Well, oftentimes they weren't even begun to, and we'd have to vamp after that, but and find new ones or whatever. But
well, two losses in the community. You know, yeah. Tough times. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play an ad, and we'll come back and talk about the best pizzas in LA. Yes?
Okay.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Check out all the latest rad stuff from the Beverly Hills 90210 show shop. They have everything you could possibly imagine. So, like, go there now, okay?
Maggie says my favorite pizza is across from the Peach Pit. Laverne sent me there. Okay. Lisa says, hey guys. Oh, and just for clarity on that Tiffany story, our Tiffany expert says they think it was Kevin that was the problem and not Wings. Just, well, that's good that we cleared that up too.
I think that I remember a little bit more. By the way, Lisa, Maggie, send me your pizza choices. You know the email. Let me know.
I sent
mine. I can share it.
Okay, so I had a documentary screen this week called The Best Pizza is in LA, and the reason it was significant to this podcast is because a whole bunch, well, 90210 runs as a theme through the movie, which I don't want to spoil, but also Tori Spelling is in the documentary, and Brian Austin Green is in the documentary. Larry Mullen is in the documentary. Chuck Rosen is in the documentary. And for those of you that love the later seasons, Lindsay Price is in the documentary.
Yeah.
And also David Lasher, who was also a...
David Lasher. David Lasher got a lot of screen time. Larry, you and I were 4 seconds on out. 4 seconds out. Yeah, I like this pizza. Out. What about you? I like this pizza. Out.
Okay.
Cut LaMonica's. He cut the best pizza in LA out. So, okay. But, you know,
no, okay. Okay. Wait, first of all, I thought your line about what you say about the writers, is that good? The line I kept in there, you know, I used to tell the writers, Fuller, Richer, Deeper, and that's how you identified the pizza.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that was a highlight.
But what was exciting is that Tori and Brian came to the screening. Now, when was the last time you'd seen Tori, Chuck?
The last time I saw Tori in the flesh?
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a minute, as you guys would say. I did see her one time. But, you know, again, I would see her on the podcast. I went on when she was doing the podcast with Jenny. I was on there a couple of times, so I'd see her there. I think those were the last times I saw her.
But not in person.
Been a while, no, but there was one time we saw them.
Was it that art show? No. That Jenny did? The photography?
It was a long time ago, Karen.
I know.
Well, here we all are. This is courtesy of Karen.
I took that photo. Yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
That was so sweet of them to come. They were so supportive for their friend, Pete, which I think says a lot about it, all involved.
And they were having a fun time in the movie, too. I mean, the movie is
funny.
It's very funny. Pete is – no one I've ever seen is funnier eating and thinking about the pizza he is eating as he's eating it. I think it's just
– I thought there was the pizza served at the screening. I think the entire audience was craving pizza by the end. We just
had Larry, we ordered pizza to be delivered at our house at 11:30 at night. the only place in Los Angeles that's open to do that, which talks about how it's a sad.
No, it was really good. We found a new place. So we didn't know. Fat Tommy's. I'll just give them a plug.
What was it called?
It was good.
What's it
called?
Fat
Tommy's?
Fat Tommy's in Venice. Or Marina, I'm not sure which.
I should mention that I don't know if you guys tried this yet, but the Joe DeMore, who's in the movie, his daughter has a pizza spot called Pizza Girl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And it's right in Venice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty solid.
Yeah, I've had it.
Yeah. Did you like it, Larry?
I Mulberry Street is my favorite pizza in LA, but I have Dewey's Pizza here. It's very good. There's also a Detroit style pizza place here, which is pretty interesting.
Dewey's
Pizza. We listened to that in the movie. He talks about Detroit style.
We have it in LA.
And New Haven style. What is New Haven style?
It's also Detroit style has hot honey also.
New Haven style is a real crispy coal-fired oven pizza. That's what a New Haven style is. Every city is trying to get their own style of pizza now. Someone told me the other day, Pittsburgh style. Why? No one. Everybody needs a style.
Do they put coal on it or something? Is that?
I don't know what Pittsburgh style is. I don't know. But Tokyo, which was in the movie.
Oh,
well, that's some reason to come back to L.A., Larry, and have Pizza Stay, S-E-I, on Robertson is reason to.
Yeah, oh, good.
Very good. Very different.
And it was fun. They came to the after party bar in Tori, and I got to hang out with Tori and do silly things with her. And she's just been such a great friend to me. I'm just so grateful that they came out. And, of course, Brian, too, and that the intro that they gave – me was so sweet and kind and participated in the Q&A and did the whole thing, you know.
What happens now, Pete? Do you have to find distribution or what?
I have someone that's pitching it, so we'll see where it goes. But it will land somewhere. I feel optimistic. I had a couple good emails this week, so we'll see. But as Chuck knows, Hollywood can change. Good emails today. Friday could be bad emails. So. But I should say Kathleen also watched every cut of this film. Aww. and made sure that it was cut and that I was timed right. And I didn't, because, you know, I can ramble sometimes. And so she would be like, no, that's too long. You have to cut that. Funny, I like it, but that's not good. She literally watched every cut of the film.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That is so nice.
Yeah,
she's just as sweet, all of them. And Lindsay, I mean, you guys don't know Lindsay Price. You just had that one interaction with her, but her husband is a celebrity chef, a massive celebrity chef, and she came out and was great in it. And you guys, I thought you guys were great in it, despite it being 4 seconds that you counted. okay.
Take a compliment. It's
I've taken it to heart here.
Yeah. Well, it was great. It was great to have you guys there. I really appreciated it. So, are you guys ready to talk about 90s con?
Well, listen, we want to listen to what other people
are. We're going to listen.
Okay, so, wait, hold on 1 second. We have Laura Kirby, Kirby was also there. She saw the pizza movie. She was with us. She's a new friend, and she's a 90210 fan, and I don't even know how you found out that we have a podcast, but I think through Tori's podcast or something like that. But you also came to check out the movie. This is crazy for you because Tori and Brian were there, and you're a fan of the show and all that, and you probably didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, it's crazy. I came with my boyfriend Fernando too, because I'm always just saying we're going somewhere, and he's like, okay, where are we going? And so the way. It's funny because I told you I didn't even know about your podcast. I started following you like on Instagram through Nikki Pierce, I think her name is. I had gone to an event for Jenny Garth one time when we were at a tea table together. And then
Purple Nikki, are we talking about our friend?
Yeah, Purple Nikki.
Okay, I just didn't know her real name. That blew my mind that she has a last name. I just know her as Purple Nikki. So
happened to be, I didn't even know one time I went to a Modern Day Wife event and Jenny Garth was the speaker there. And we were sitting at the tea table together. And then at the end, they were having pictures taken and they had stopped, like the camera stopped. Like it was a little, the Polaroids and they ran out. I'm like, that's not fair. She needs to get a picture with her. And so she was in front of me and she got her picture. And then I just remembered her from that event. And then I started following her on Instagram. And then one time, I think you guys went to the 90210 house. And that's
me and Nikki and her friend.
And Lynn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I recently saw them again at Jenny's other event that she just had. And so just kind
so
of.
So you're in the 90210 universe now. Now you have to start stalking people at 90s Con.
Well, you probably met Christelle. If you met Christelle and Aaron, they go to those things.
Yeah, one of the girls from the event that just was at, she actually, oh, sorry about that. She just went too, and it was fun. But yeah, so just I just like following people and just, you know, how I connect with them. So I love your story when you were in your, you know, I feel for you and your wife and everything you went through during the fires and, you know, but when you talked about being in the backyard and talking about, you know, me and with Tori and doing things and stuff, I just thought that was cool. I love manifesting and stuff like that. So I just love stories like that.
Sometimes the manifestations you can't even plan and they just happen. But so you saw
that we also were like, Karen, we wanted pizza. We were hoping for pizza. So we had to settle for beer.
Alan Salkin in the movie, a friend of mine, called me like hours before the movie and says, you have a problem. And I said, I don't have a problem, Alan, on the day of the screening. You don't have pizza. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, you know. But and then the place that we all went to afterwards had no pizza as well. Like, I think they were closed. The food was closed. So there was a problem there. Yeah. And Tori and I ordered Domino's and had it delivered.
Even realize till afterwards, until I saw your story, that's what you guys had. You guys were smart. You had pizza delivered there.
Yeah.
For a whole week, we ate pizza. Yeah. You put pizza into our brains. We're like, what? Yeah. Pizza.
Well, what is cool too, another thing that right now I just found out about the guy you had that had the pizza from Malibu. What was his?
Joe.
I didn't realize his daughter's Pizza Girl. I met her when she first started coming out with her pizza sauce. And then she has a place in, you know, Venice, and she also lost her place in Malibu.
Where do you live, Laura? New
things every day.
Where do you live, Laura?
We're in West LA. We were like in Culver City, LA. Now we're like, I actually found out today, I was talking to one of the neighbors that has been living here for 46 years. He said this place used to be for a lot of filmmakers and stuff. They used to have a lot of parties and jump off the roof into the pool. So it's like Cheviot Hills area. So it's fun. So we're just kind of moving in. But yeah, we were, you know, all week moving in before the pizza move. We were ordering like Pizza Hut and junk food. But that night we had to opt in for tacos. That's the other thing they should do. LA and their taco stands.
Oh, well, let's leave it for another filmmaker. I really just care about pizza. What did you like about the film? Did you like Tori in it? What did you like? Laura.
I like the concept, definitely, that it's LA is about all the different pizzas. Like, it's, you know, very diverse and all the different ones. And it reminded me, my daughter and I recently went back to Long Beach where, you know, my ex-husband, I met him. He was working in a pizza place in Long Beach. And it was sad because we went back and the place is closed down because the owner, she had passed. But it was Greek and it was different. It had feta cheese and like every pizza is so unique and different, and it's got the little flavor of the people and where they come from. And
yes, exactly.
So yes. I like that.
All right, Laura, we're going to say goodbye to you, and we're going to bring on some super fans who went to 90s Con, which is the thing in Connecticut, and talk about that. So with us now is Carrie and Lexi, and also Patty Priestley.
Wow.
From Germany. Hi, Patty.
Wow.
Great
night.
And you were there. And Patty, so Patty went from Germany to Connecticut and back to Germany?
Yes.
And Patty has done that five times. Seven times.
Do you have stock in Lufthansa?
No. Is that why you go back and forth so much or no?
Why not? I can do it. I mean, why not?
Well, your favorite is Jason Priestley, I would imagine.
Yes, of course. He's my favorite from the beginning. I mean, Jason is my absolutely favorite.
Okay. And Lexi and Carrie, you...
I mean, your birth name is not Priestley? You changed your name for Jason?
No, I don't.
Yep. Yes, okay. For Instagram, yes.
If that's not love, what is?
Well, I think that's your social media name.
We're just being silly. Your last name's not Priestley. You have not changed that, right? Just for clarity.
Yes.
You have changed your last name.
Priestley.
Okay. I'm gonna leave it. I'm leaving this conversation believing that you have changed your last name to Priestley.
whatever you believe, whatever you say.
Okay. Okay, I have not been told otherwise. So okay, and Lexi, you're also a Jason Priestley fan.
Yes.
Because you're Priestley's girl, right?
I'm Priestley's girl, and I run Jason Priestley online.
Okay.
Oh, I see. You're okay.
Is this a problem for the two of you, or do you guys get along, or is this? I didn't even mean to run into a controversy, but you're both in love with Jason Priestley, like on this level.
You know, I don't think we've ever met in person, honestly.
This is the first time that you two are talking.
Yeah,
thank you.
Ooh, other than like through Instagram posts and stuff like that.
Yes. Okay. Well, here it is. It's great. But what Lexi and Carrie do, and Carrie has a parrot on her head.
This is Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Rainbow.
No, she's like a rainbow.
I know. Yep. She's Rainbow True Campbell, named after Rachel True, our buddy.
So. Yeah. She's on the other Twitter.
Let's look at some of these.
Wow.
Season 7.
This is what Carrie and Lexi get.
Jason. I did see these. I wasn't sure what it was though. Okay.
They get Jason Priestley to do things like this. I need to know how it's happening. Like, what do you say?
Okay. Yeah. Now going to see Urkel, I get that.
Wait, so you don't get it? You don't get the reason why people would want to see Jason Priestley?
Of course I do.
Okay, I will say this, and I love the entire cast, but I can understand why people would want to meet Tori, because she's very kind and she's very sweet, and in person I feel like she's able to match the energy of the fans, and also has a working knowledge of the episodes. So I feel like
Jason is hot.
Okay.
Ladies, what? Yes, totally. That's it.
I feel like with Brian.
I finally met Brian.
Brian is so kind.
He's so kind.
He's so kind and like and just human, but also doesn't know a single episode of 90210.
He probably knows
he has a handful of things that he's gotten down in his catalog. So I imagine meeting him, it's like if you go up to him and you're like, oh, remember the episode that you did this thing, he has no idea what you guys are talking about. Maybe. Or maybe loosely pretends.
He remembers the gun episode. I know this. I know.
For sure.
For sure.
I just told him I'm female David Silver, and he's like, yeah, you are. And then we did all the fun dancing.
Everything sounds like that had happened, which is I can hear all of the pieces of that playing out.
Brian might not have a working memory, but he'll go along with anything. You just talk to him, and he'll go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he'll be engaging and really sweet about all of it too. Okay. So this is like to me, this is amazing that you got everybody to do the pose, the 90210 pose.
Yeah. The 3/4 turn. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So tell me how. Okay. Because most people go up in line. And they stand. They just stand and take a picture, and then they move on.
Yeah, we found that the celebrities love doing poses.
Okay,
like they want to do something fun.
Who was the first one? And which one of you said, "Let's do this pose"? Was it? Is it Alexi?
Well, I always said that I hated the awkward prom photos for photo ops because I've seen other people. And then 10 years ago, we went to Monster Mania in New Jersey. And we did a photo op with Neve Campbell and Skeet Ulrich. And we had Skeet look like he was going to kill me. And then Carrie was going, what the hell is happening? And then Neve Campbell's on Carrie's cell phone being like, I need to call an ambulance or something. And we did that. When we were leaving the room, we saw Skeet talk to the photographer and say, that was awesome. That's how you do it.
And then that's when we knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
To go nuts.
This needs to be a thing. I don't know what kind of a thing, but it needs to be a thing, like a book, a something, because you're getting these really awesome moments. This is Christine Elise.
That's our buddy.
Look at the face.
Okay.
I love that one. That's great.
That's amazing.
He nails it.
And Jason's expression too is just
it's so good. Yeah, this is a very, if you're driving, this is a very visual episode. I'd skip this one. What did you say to Jason to get him to do that?
So I asked him to hold his hand out, and then I was going to press my face against it, and that he had to make a very disgusted face, like he was repulsed.
And he says, "Okay."
But I mean, people. Listen, all right. These are paid photo ops, right? They charge you, right? Yeah. So so they're just, you know, they're giving you your money's worth. I think it's great.
Are you?
Really love these conventions.
Oh, you mean so the actors they show up, they get paid.
Yeah.
They're seeing their friends.
They all recognize us now, like the Scream, the Craft, and 90210 people are all like, "Oh my god, hi!" and give us big hugs. And we had a really sweet moment with Shannon too.
Okay, tell me about that.
You want to say it, Lex?
Was it Rhode Island Comic Con?
Yeah.
So we did a photo op with our nephews, and we're all bowing to Shannon. And at the end of it, after we take the photo, she goes.
She's doing this.
Yeah, she's throwing up the I love yous. And so she goes and checks the camera and comes back and goes, "Okay, that's my favorite photo op of the day." And it goes, "No way, that's my favorite photo op ever."
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, way to put
that's very cool.
I think, you know, what we're seeing is that the actors are, you know, are wonderful stars. They love these conventions, you know. They get paid for them. All the fans there love them. And they get to hang out with their friends. It's the best thing in the world. And it all just got created in the last couple of years that they've really, this phenomenon. Where
go to autograph sessions. It wasn't like this?
No, well...
In the 70s and 80s,
I used to go to the Hollywood autograph shows. So a friend of mine ran it, and we'd have like, you know, every Tarzan, every 50s, 60s, 70s star. And it was great fun. I mean, you'd see all the people you'd worked with over the years, but you also had some fun. You got the autographs, which in the end, I don't think the autographs are going to be that valuable. That's the bad part of it. But the experience you're creating for yourself is so memorable. Yeah, I think that, no.
But this now you can just
this is now more of a celebration of the shows. There's no doubt.
Right, who was at some of the autograph sessions that you went to? Who was someone an old star maybe that was there that was signing some autographs? Who would someone be?
You know, like every Tarzan who was alive in the 80s was there. Every midget from Wizard of Oz, the Bowery Boys, Little Rascals who were around, you know, like Spanky of Spanky and Our Gang, you know, just there'd be some amazing people.
None of these people know who you're talking about, sir.
What?
That's good, Brian. I heard that.
None of these people know who you're talking about.
George McFarlane, thank you.
And that's what I mean, you know.
Did you ever try
to last longer than these people did?
Did you ever try to get Spanky to do his pose when you were
it wasn't that sophisticated there where they would charge for pictures. You just would take a picture of them. So you really wouldn't want to impose. But I like the fact that you're pushing the envelope on that. And I think the stars are just they're having fun. They know everyone's there to see them and stuff, and it's a party. It's a celebration of the show, which is. It's just new. It's like really in the last 5 years, really.
Lexi, are you in film or entertainment? Are you a director?
No, I'm not.
The poses are incredible. And I'm just like, how is everybody? Like, this is amazing. Tell me how you get Neve Campbell to participate in this.
Well, she adores me. Like for years, we have a 7-year skit of Lexi being left out of photo ops with Nev, like me and Nev are doing cute things and Lexi's just pouting in the back. And Nev's like, "What are we doing this time?" And yeah, she's great. Super.
Is that from Scream? Is that the movie Scream? Is that it?
That's from Craft.
That one was Craft.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We made friends with those ladies as well.
This is great. I didn't know that this was a thing. When was this one, Jason and Emily? Sorry, Christine.
That one was, I think, 2018 Chiller Theater, 2018 or 2019 in New Jersey. Yeah, it was right before the BH9210 came out.
Patty, did you go to the... When did you start going, Patty, to the conventions?
2019.
So you went to this one as well?
Yes, I was there. Yes.
point.
Patty, do you travel alone or do you go with somebody?
I travel alone, always. Yeah, from Germany. I mean, I'm the only person here to come. So, yeah, I'm traveling alone. No big deal. I mean, I see my favorites. I see Tori and Brian and my Jason. So it's okay.
Yeah, it's
Do they last more than one day or likely a couple days or just like one day?
It's three a few days.
So yeah. there's a good accommodations near them for people.
There's usually a lot of hotels in the area.
Airbnb.
No big deal.
I hope there are a lot. I've been to Hartford, so I hope there are a lot of Airbnbs because they're sharing a lot of hotels in Hartford. We know that.
I always book the hotel right after.
West Hartford is different, but Hartford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it like now? I'm sure the cast all knows you three by this point, right? So, Patty, what's it like when you said your seventh time that you've done this, or is that not counting the time in New Jersey with the Chillers? Are we counting that? Is that in the seven, or is there?
Seven.
Okay. No. So now you go and you go the first time. Let's go back to the first time that you met your people. This must have been outrageous because, you know, you've been watching them on television in Germany, right? So What was it like the first time that you did this?
Like a dream. I mean, you stand in front of them and you see them in their eyes and you talk to them. It's like, yeah, a dream. You travel this long way from Germany and you are nervous and you are speechless, but then you see them and you say hi and they say hi, Patty, and whatever. Because they know me from Instagram already. Jason told me, hi, Patty. And I was like, what the heck? He knows me. And yes, I mean, the first time was incredible. It was, what can I say? It's a dream. Yes. And over again, they know me. Brian called me the crazy one. Traveling this long way from Germany. I mean, alone, but why not?
Yeah, so what do you say to people that question? People ask you, and I'm sure you guys have an answer to this too, you guys, but people ask you, why do you keep going, right? Chuck and I, we were at the Dodger game, and we were watching, we looked at all the pictures, and we were like, you know what, after you did it the first time, and the second time, and the third time, for Patty, why do you keep going?
Because I love them. That's why I cannot, yeah, because I love them. That's the only answer, so.
And
I
for you, for Lexi and Carrie, why do you guys keep going?
I like to keep going because I feel like sometimes the actors aren't always working, and this is a way for us to directly to be able to show them our support. And actually, because a lot of times the money goes to the studios and their promoters and all this other stuff, and this way we can actually be like, here's my money. Please take it. Feed your children. Send them to college. Good. Do what you got to do. Feed your next project. And for me, that's huge. And also hugging them is incredible.
And doing the fun photos.
That's a really good answer, Lexi.
Yeah.
That's a really solid answer of support.
As I am zeering, asked you to marry him?
You know what? I would ask his current girlfriend, Kay.
Oh, boy.
We got to meet her, and she was awesome. We got photos with her, too.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
What about you, Patty? Has Ian Ziering asked you to marry him yet?
No. Not yet, but maybe.
Okay. Well, there's that.
The actors got a lot of rejection when they started. I don't care who it was. I don't care if they got their first job, their first 10 jobs. Auditioning is a nerve-wracking thing to do. And there's always criticism. There's always, you know, somebody criticizing how they look, what they're doing. And here they come to see the fans who just love them, who've enjoyed them, who want to give them support. Why would they not want to, you know, they're not like, it's not like they're too busy to take a moment and say, wow, we have made a connection with this person. Let's celebrate that. That's great. You know,
From all of them and talking to them, the level of appreciation they have for all of you is really deep.
Yeah.
It's it's more about the interaction and with their fans and being able to connect. Because Chuck, you said this before, like, it was weird for you to see them become super famous, right? You knew them one way and then on like a whole other level, this Beatle level. And in that era, if Patty or Lexi or Carrie wanted to meet them, it was really hard because there was a stampede of people all wanting to do the same thing. And it was controlled.
A stampede of everyone they ever knew before suddenly wanting them something from them, which we experienced as well, you know, cousins you never heard from again, and they suddenly want to, you know, come to your bar mitzvah, whatever it is. But yes, a lot of pulling in every direction. But these people we're talking about right now are mature actors, and they have hung in there long enough to be, you know, established veteran people. They understand the ups and downs of a career, etc., and they really can appreciate the longevity of it. And it's a little bit different. So it's your maturation process too. And they really do appreciate kindness. Let's put it that way, you know, just positive energy. We have enough bad stuff to think about. This is only positive. So it's
you know, what's interesting, Karen, you were a writer, but you also were an actor on 90210 as well. And you've had run-ins with 90210 fans that randomly remember you from not even the writing.
From my voice. Someone heard my voice one time. And that was a unique situation, though, because these were people that had watched the episodes 50 times, possibly. So they really had them memorized. So when they heard me just say something, they recognized my voice from a day player part and nothing. Little role that I had, and stopped and say, "Hey, were you ever on Nadja?" That was one of our first run-ins with super fans, actually, and it was an awakening.
Were you confused as to how?
Yes, because they looked so normal, and I didn't know why. Why were these obviously highly functional people still watching it every day as their mental health break, a couple hours a day? It was on SoapNet. It was there. Like, they were in the PR. They were attractive people. They were very, you know, verbally efficient and cool. They were cool, actually. I'm like, wow. And they were reciting lines to me once I told them who I was, and Chuck was coming around the corner. They started reciting lines to me that I didn't even remember writing. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So they really were on it. It was an eye-opening meeting, that particular one that I'm talking about. Yeah.
What was it like for you, Chuck?
You're talking about the background noise now or that day that we ran into the people?
I don't know what the background noise is at all.
Not me.
It's the parent.
Is that the parent, Carrie?
No, she's not talking.
She's talking.
Hold on. We're going to find out. Go ahead. I'm just going to mute everyone, and then we're going to see who.
Okay. Who's the culprit?
I think it was Patty.
It was Patty.
Oh, okay. Where's
the okay. So I just muted you for a second, Patty. I will come back to you. Okay, go ahead, Chuck. What was that like for you?
To realize that there were super fans? Well, it was a nice introduction. We kind of I'm gonna be sending, so those of you who have not signed up for the Rosen Report, all you have to do is contact Pete or I and get the email. I'll send you back copies. I was going to do it this month, but instead we got to do the pizza thing. But I actually have a letter that I wrote to the backup columnist of the LA Times in 1995, who talked about all the shows in television coming through the pipe and did not mention us. This is 1995. So we were not critics' darlings. When Larry says that, when Karen says that, it was just kind of, an inferiority complex. We were not considered to be considered to be a well-written television show. It's the star powers. The fact that, you know, a show like My So-Called Life comes out and takes every episode we ever did and, that's a brilliant show. Well, we actually did all those episodes, you know. But anyway, point being that to find out that in the same way that you're describing the actors finding out these people want to be friends, and it's this,
yeah,
we have that too. And people who listen to this podcast, some of the names, Maggie.
Yes, I'm going to read some of the things that they're saying right now. Yes, yeah,
you know, they mean a lot. They become our friends. And it's the same kind of friend.
Well, the community, and also came behind, got behind me, you know, when everything happened with me. I mean, they came out in full force, as if I was 90s con. You know, it was so sweet of them to care about me on that level. So, yeah, I mean, this community is amazing. And what Lexi just said about
We unified the fans. We had like Planet 90210. We had America's Zip Code, and we had the podcast. And then, you know, and Tori and Jenny, they saw what we were doing. They joined into it. And, you know, as we say, the rising boat lifts all tides, you know. Rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, but as, you know, Lexi said, I mean, it's just so kind of all the fans to go out there and support the actors. Okay, let's see. Drew Kinney says, "Ola, boys." So
Drew Kinney, I just sent you an email.
Renee is looking for an avocados head t-shirt. That sounds like a, I'm surprised I haven't done that one. Dorkzilla says that she loves Chuck's beer. Dorkzilla was a huge part of the pizza documentary. She was an executive producer and helped make it all happen. My favorite dork as well. Let's see. Somebody said, okay, Maggie wants pizza. Lisa loves pizza. Detroit here taught referring to pizza. So Leah says that she's from Pittsburgh. What is Pittsburgh style pizza? If you're still in there, she answered it already. I would have to guess they mean Beto's, which is a crisp square cut with chunky sauce, and the toppings are heaped on cold after the pizza is cooked. Oh, okay. That's
get you used to a Steeler game, huh? Is that kind of sitting in that cold weather there watching football?
Randy says Wings Hauser worked with Carrie Warhor on Beastmaster 2. That sounds like a project they did together. Maggie says that 90s con was great. We celebrated the Silver's 25th anniversary. Which is, is the year of that. Did you guys know that? Catherine says Tori is the nicest person ever.
She's pretty sweet.
Yeah. She really is, and really funny.
But you're funnier when you eat pizza, Pete. You are funnier even than Tori Spelling when you eat pizza. Without pizza, you're okay. But with pizza, oh my God, this guy is hysterical.
Well, it's even funnier when Tori and I eat pizza together, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Lexi, you're the coolest. Love seeing all your pictures. That's from Lisa. Okay. So, Lori, this is a question for Patty. Curious. And Jason is also very huggy. Patty, do you feel that Jason is very huggy? Is he hugging you all the time?
Oh, yes. He gives the best hug. And Brian, too. Brian. Same.
Okay, I have not been hugged by Jason, but I have been hugged by Brian, and it is a powerfully deep hug. There's something special. And Chuck, I'm sure you've been hugged by Brian recently.
Yes, we just got a hug the other day.
It's a very good hug.
Powerful and deep. Those are the two words.
Sincere hug, yes.
Did you imply that Erin Devine is going to be on the show?
I implied that, but then I was told that she will not be.
I want to hear the story why she was thrown out of the convention.
I want to hear it too, Larry. You have no idea, like that story is one of the most interesting that I heard all weekend. But you know, she was at 90s Con and then was asked to leave 90s Con. So I wanted to get to the bottom line of why somebody would spend their hard-earned money for 3 fucking days to go to this convention and then be told they have to leave over a conflict with another person at the convention. This is what I'm understanding. Whoa. Went down.
Well, so it wasn't the fact that she brought a Lucy with her. It wasn't.
Or that she brings all the kids with her and the whole nine. None of that. It was some other person who stirred a whole bunch of shit for her and then she was the better person in it and left. I think this is what happened. Whoa. So
was this at least on the third day, or does she have to go before the 3 days?
No, I think this happened on day two, and then there was a whole scenario that unfolded, you know, the day three, that the husband had to take them, and so it was apparently a big deal.
Because she's a great fan, and I got to meet her with Christelle, who's a good, obviously a super fan and friend of ours. And, you know, she had just come back from Torrance High School on a Sunday morning where they had scaled the fence so they could have pictures taken of themselves on the step. So these two, like, you know, Christelle's like in her 50s climbing a big wire fence. I couldn't believe it. And Erin is, you know, does that too. And, you know, she gets dressed up and her kids all dressed up as the character. She's totally nuts, but lovely.
It is okay. A question for Lexi, and then I'll ask each of you this question. What is it about 90210 that drives fans to jump over the gate to go take a picture by the stairs or see the Walsh House? What do you think it is?
I think it's because it's part of our life. Like, we were there, even though we were watching it on TV, but we feel like we were there. And so trespassing doesn't exist. It's our home.
Patty, you've done this too, though. You've gone and saw the Walsh House, Dylan's house. I just saw some pictures that you posted, or I mean, they might have been older pictures. But why did you do that? Why did you want to see those places?
Because, like you said, it's home. It's just home. Yes, it was a dream that came true, and it just feels like home. With the places at the Walsh House, Dylan's house, the beach house. I mean, Donna and Kelly, David. Yeah, it's like home.
Do you feel for each of you when you're around them that can you separate this is Jason versus this is Brandon?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely, we love Jason more than Brandon.
Yeah, they're very different. One's a naysayer. Yeah. The other one's just awesome.
Yeah. Chuck, how do you feel about that since Brandon's sort of loosely based on you? How do you?
Oh, it's so distressing.
No, but Larry David always, you know, Larry George from Seinfeld is based on Larry David. And so people will say to Larry David sometimes, oh, I couldn't stand George. You know, they'll say it to Larry David, you know, and Larry David always would be super funny about that. You know, you didn't like George, you know. Okay, this is interesting. So
well, Brandon would have ever made love to you. You would have loved him then.
Oh, I thought he was smoking hot and beautiful.
Okay.
The moral compass. So, of course, he had to be the naysayer because he was the moral compass. He had his role to play.
And it took him a while because he was very emphatic about some of his positions. Until that moment when I said, don't you realize he's me? And he went, oh, okay, I'll tone him down.
No, because he was very different. The young Jason was very different than
the Jason of today.
Brandon, well, the young Jason and the Jason of today. Yeah, very different from Brandon Walsh, but he gave it his all.
Is there any of the characters that you meet at 90s Con in talking about 90210 now, and you feel like, oh, they're the closest to their character?
Probably Gabrielle.
Okay.
I can see that.
I can see that.
I mean, I might even say Tori.
Okay.
She's a goofball, and well.
And so is Donna. Yeah. Patty, what about you? What do you say on that?
I think Gabrielle.
We talked about this one other time. I don't know if this is interesting, but does Gabrielle, and we love Gabrielle here. Does she get the same line as the others get, or is there sort of a Jason line that's almost like Disney World, a Tory line that's the same, and then a Brian line, and then is there a Gabrielle line is that a little shorter? Is Ian's line long? Like, what are the line situations?
I think it depends on the day, because Sunday was surprisingly kind of dead for almost Sunday. Everybody. Yeah, right. At least that's what I saw when I went over to that side. Because Carrie and I had a lot of photo ops, you know, we had to do our job. but no, I feel like they were relatively even. But again, it depends on the day, what time of day you go over there, whether or not they have something coming up soon, like they got to go to their photo ops, so they're going on break to go eat because you got to feed these people.
Was there anybody at 90s Con that was not obviously with our show, but with some of the other shows that was like, oh, we have this show now that hadn't been to the other ones? Or do you usually see those show the same shows there too?
So this time they actually had Scream and Empire Records and The Craft for the first time. But as far as TV shows, I think they were all pretty much the same shows, right, Carrie?
Yeah, except this year for Now to Know, we hadn't had Brian or Gabrielle yet.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So that, everyone's excited.
Yeah, I mean, Craft, Empire Records, Scream, I mean, 90s Paradise right there is what it sounds
what
like.
What is Craft? How come I don't even recognize
The Craft? That?
I was maybe
must be a horror movie, yes.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Wait. It's the most realistic witch movie, I would say. Okay. And Carrie and I are gargantuan fans. I got a whole Craft leg tattoo and Carrie's got all their autographs on her, so I do too, but it's a situation.
It sounds like Peter's lost power, so he's gonna be out for a second, but
oh goodness. Oh, no. Glad you're there then, Brian.
That's what happens when you eat too much pizza.
Too much pizza.
You lose your power. And, happens. Too much pizza.
Wow. Are they going to have 2000s con now? Is that coming on up? Because
I'm looking for 90, for 80s con.
Well, but I mean, those are retro. But I mean, when is the aughts going to be old?
Right.
It's a scary thought.
You have to demand it.
It's gone already.
Demand it? I don't know. I'm still getting used to the driverless cars in Venice. The Waymo car with the thing going around the top. We keep seeing them. There's nobody in it. It's driving right next to me on the street. I don't understand it. I'm going, well, it's 2025. Did I ever envision driverless cars? 2025 was like the future. I guess we're here. I don't know.
Here's the thing, Larry, about driving on the same road with the driverless cars is that you can make a right turn on a red light because they'll stop for you.
Oh, yeah. No, I've driven them. I like them very much. It's kind of like a Disneyland ride, you know.
Totally lost power.
Brian picked up the slack for you, Pete.
Oh, that's amazing. I was hoping that he would.
Anyway.
Carrie's headset died.
Oh, well, everything fell apart.
Oh, my. You're in the same place. Different rooms? Wow.
I thought they were different parts of the world.
Me too. I thought
they were like, are you the same together? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy, you're a double threat there. Double threat. All right.
So I'm so sorry. I missed the answer to the question. did we get the answer? Did you guys get the answer?
What was the question again?
I think about line.
Yeah, the lines.
Like, it depends on the day. I feel like it depended on the day, essentially.
I'm curious. Okay, I'm going to follow up. Did you follow up, Brian, and ask, does each actor in a day when there is a heavy day of activity, is it that every main star and cast member of 90210 has a very similar line? Because remember, they're paying what? How much does it cost for? Let's get into the nitty gritty now. How much does it cost for a photo with each of the actors? Is it all the same? Is Jason different than Gabrielle?
I think for each show, they tend to be roughly around the same. I think the only one that was like sticker shock was, who was it? Lillard, Matthew Lillard. Of everyone, he cost the most. He was the juggernaut of this one.
The 90210.
But as far as 90210 goes, I think they were all the same price.
Wait a minute. When you say he was sticker shock, how much was he? I mean, why don't we just get the number?
It was 120 for a combo. Everyone else was 100 or less. For a combo.
Who is what Matthew is Lillard?
Scream. I think he was in Scream.
Scream?
I've seen a lot of stuff.
Scream?
Yeah, he was in Scream. He was in Hackers. He was in SLC Hackers. Punk.
Did you ever see Hackers? Did you ever see Hackers, Chuck?
In the Scooby-Doo films, he was
shaggy. Okay, but so what does it cost? Right. Okay, let's just break this all down. What does it cost to go enter the event?
If you get the weekend pass, it's about $200, $150, $200 with taxes and stuff.
$200. Let's just round up for it's more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$200 to just enter the building.
Yeah.
Is that covering all 3 days or is that per day?
All 3 days.
No, okay.
All 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that, is that reasonable? Do you guys think that's reasonable?
VIP was about $300.
Okay, and what does VIP get you?
VIP gives you your own designated line where they do 3 VIP to 1 general admission, so you get through the lines a lot faster.
Like Disney, Fast Pass.
Exactly. Right. This year they added a VIP lounge, which there was no time for that, so we didn't get to go check it out. Scary and I do VIP every single year. The second those tickets go on sale, we buy VIP.
Before anyone's announced.
So,
okay, so before
they even announce anyone.
But does now VIP doesn't get you anything more with the celebrities?
Correct. You just get your designated lines. And apparently now.
Okay, VIP so line. You say the Jason line, the VIP line is here, and then the other people that are just are over here. Yeah.
So say like someone's wait time is 3 hours, your VIP line might move 45 minutes.
Now, okay, you just said that someone's line could be 3 hours. Is that true? Is that someone's wait time could be 3 hours to get a picture?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so is there anyone from 90210 that's a 3 hour wait?
Not this year. I think Shannon was.
Okay, yeah. I can see that.
So the one convention I went to, Shannon was definitely probably a 3 hour wait.
You, Brian, been. You waited 3 hours?
No, I was in this. I'm saying it,
you
I,
were in VIP?
No, I wasn't VIP, but she was potentially someone I would imagine because she had the longest line, definitely, at the convention I went to.
Okay, but you guys, Lexi and Patty, you guys waited 3 hours for Shannon?
Not with VIP.
Not with VIP.
Okay, so you always do VIP.
Yeah, every year, especially well, 90s con we always do, but we noticed that Rhode Island Comic Con this past November adopted the VIP line. Like 90s con, so I think that word's getting around that this works really well and it keeps the fans happy. So if they're willing to spend the extra $100 or so, you get that perk.
Catherine West asks a great question, real nitty-gritty. Is it cash only at the table?
Yes.
90% of them. I think Tori accepts credit cards.
That sounds like
Tori. But very very few celebrities do. Mm-hmm. Most of them are cash only.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How about Venmo? They don't.
I was going to just say. Go right to the fucking Venmo. I mean, forget about the cash, right? But put it right in the account. Yeah.
Yeah. I think for that too. I think it's the same thing. Certain celebrities will accept it. Many don't. They like the cash because.
Wow.
You don't have to
we all know why they like the cash. So, yeah. Soleil was Maggie says Soleil was a 3 hour wait. Is that true?
So not for VIP, Carrie said.
I got her autograph, too.
Now, these are tattooed on you, or are these just marker?
Tattoo.
Okay. So, just for clarity, you went and got Soleil Moonfry's autograph, and then you tattooed that on you?
Yep. I got her to sign a post-it note at Rhode Island Comic Con. And then by 90s con, I had it tattooed on me and she took a video saying that I made her a year. And yeah, also she's like this tall.
Yes. I've got to meet her. What is it about Soleil that you wanted to get that tattooed on you?
She was my like first hero when I was little. I looked just like her when I was a kid and I showed her that and everyone in elementary school called me Punky. So I just really resonated with her, and it was a dream to finally meet her twice.
That's really awesome. And then who else do you have signed on you?
All the Craft and Scream cast.
Very cool.
Party of Five. Yep.
Patty, do you have anyone tattooed on you?
Yes, Jason.
Now, when you say you have Jason tattooed, and Lexi, you also have Jason tattooed on you?
Yep.
The signature?
I have a portrait and a signature.
Okay, let's see the where is the portrait? Is it is it somewhere that's going to cause?
To the book of
Oh, nice.
Okay, this is and the episode that people wanted here. This is the this is we're getting into the good stuff now. Okay, and what is your where's yours, Patty? What do you have?
Here. His name. Wait a second.
Uh oh. Oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We see it. Yeah. Okay, so it's $200 to get into this thing. Now you go to Jason Priestley's line. $100
If you do a selfie or
okay, this is gonna get we're gonna get into the weeds
here. Yeah, so it's like
selfie or what are the other options?
Combo is selfie and autograph.
Okay. A combo is a selfie and an autograph.
Yes.
And that's $100
Yes.
And then if you just want to
I think it might have been 100 because they were 60-60 I don't know. I just got a selfie by the table.
Okay, so a just a selfie is what?
60.
I believe that was 60, yeah.
Okay, now what you did, the picture, the group pictures and whatnot, what does that cost? Because that's not a selfie.
Yeah, I think the group one was like 300?
It's 350, something like that. Yeah, 350.
And do you both? You both don't have to pay $350, right? You and Carrie don't have to pay $350. You combine and share the $350. You're both going to be in one picture together.
Yeah. We'll either do that or you buy these photo ops. I'll buy these photo ops because she paid for the screen photo op, which is like $100 more. Yep.
Okay. So I just So there's selfie, which we see on Instagram. What's that, Chuck? What'd you say?
I was just saying, I know Karen hears the scream, and I know what she's thinking about. I'm thinking about the same thing every time I hear that name.
Scream, the movie Scream. Chuck, do you want to share it, or is it not shareable?
Well, Kevin Williamson, I'm not a very big fan of. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Aww. He also created Dawson's Creek.
So. And we know how that went with Chuck.
Yeah, not one of my highlights. Not on my highlight reel.
Okay, Lori says, here's some Lori's take is $350 and up to four people in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm understanding why I see pictures of a group of fans together in the picture because we all want to be in the same group photo and I don't need one alone. I can hang out with Lexi. I'm just picking you because you have a parrot on your shoulder. We can go in and on this together and then it doesn't cost as much. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps with the cost a lot.
And then, okay, so then there's the selfie. Now, are you doing both the selfie and also, like, the group picture?
Pete, I think you have to go to one of these.
I'm just so curious. Pete,
tell me about it.
Okay.
You should have gone to the
Just make sure you bring pizza when you go.
This way, you're going to have a couple of grand.
They have pizza at 95.
I was going to say, and about 10 grand, evidently.
Yeah, I think at least 2 grand. Yeah. At least 2 grand, maybe 4 grand.
And then plus there's the hotel. There's flying in if you have to fly in. Okay, for each of you, and if it's too much information, it's fine. But for Patty, how much does this experience? And listen, this is not an unusual experience, right? There are people that go to Super Bowl, right? There are people that go to WrestleMania. There are people, Larry, you know that.
Yeah,
there are people that go to events and fly in for the event and just enjoy the spectacle of all of it. Patty, what is the cost for you flying from Germany? And the whole shebang. Karen is nervous. Karen looks like she's on a trivia show.
Unless you have points. Do you have mileage points?
That's what I asked.
Well, I think the flight, Airbnb, and the picture, selfies, autographs, I think 3,000, I think. Yeah. Or more, maybe. But yeah.
I would say 4. I mean, I don't know your budget, but I would say it feels like 4 because where are we eating? Someone's got to eat. We have to have drinks at the bar. I'm thinking this is my version of this. Lexi, what about now? You don't have a flight, but you've flown for this, not this particular one, right?
Do you ever bring the parrot?
Be cruel to her.
Does the parrot talk?
Yeah.
It says Brandon.
Or Jason.
But Lexi taught her asshole.
That's a good one to teach. No, so I'm curious though, what did yours run for you, for someone that's more local?
For us, that's more local. I mean, just the travel part and like the tickets to get in and stuff, that was probably, I don't know, under $1,000, I would say. Sure. But then you add in the photo ops and, you know, selfies and stuff like that. So
right? Accommodation.
I know I spent at least $2,500 probably between the photo ops and the table.
Same.
This makes Patty seem like she's bullshitting us, because I mean, if you because you didn't have to fly, she has a flight from Germany to throw in the mix as well. This is
where in Germany are you flying from, Patty?
Great question.
Stuttgart. Yes, I had 3 flights, so yes.
Well, okay. Melissa Silken says that the parrot should say Joe loves Donna. So that's
start talking.
Okay. And Catherine West, this is all post you, Chuck, so you'll never get any of this, but
I don't get any of
this. Says damn bird. So that was very funny. Okay, so it's costly, but is it, Chuck, do you see it as the same if you have your favorite concert and you want to go see the band?
Aaron and I flew to go to the Sphere. That was not that was a high ticket price. Yeah, I think when you're committed to something, that you're willing to do it. The amount that I'm paying to see the Dodgers play the Yankees is obscene, but I'm doing it. You know,
I paid to see Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? Like the Stones. Those are not cheap ticket prices.
So I think it all evens out.
Well, it's like a mini vacation. It's like it's a special event.
Besides sightseeing Brandon, Kelly, and Donna, do you sightsee and go see things outside of the convention? Do you see, oh, that's a really great aquarium or something like that?
There's not really a lot of time, but also it's Hartford, Connecticut.
or Pittsburgh. So I mean, in nice Pittsburgh, with a Pittsburgh. Did you go to that one, Lexi?
No.
I think Jason's in Belgium right now doing a comic con with Gabrielle in Belgium. Mm-hmm. Did you know about that, Patty?
Yep, I know. Last weekend he was there.
Last weekend.
You didn't go?
No, I was. No, I had no time. Sorry, I had no time for Belgium.
Okay. It's the country, or it's just your time, your timing in general.
I had a meeting here in Germany, so I had no time to go to this convention. Yeah.
That's a good question, here. Chuck. I'm sure you're intrigued by what each person does in their real life outside of this 90210 thing, which I get. By the way, I think each one of them are very kind and sweet and personable, and of people that I've met, they are so welcoming and appreciative and grateful for all of their fans. So I think the love that you guys are giving them is reciprocated. I think that they feel it and want to give it back to you guys. I think maybe some of them, when they first started to do the conventions, they didn't know what to expect from it. But I think there is something, and this goes for just not 90210, but for the actors that are doing, there's something very rewarding about receiving this adoration for work that you did 30 years ago on a show that you thought nobody was watching. And so for it to be all these years later and you guys to show up with love at a level that is unbelievable has got to be, in addition to the money that they're making for the weekend, there has got to be just such a gratitude that they feel.
Yeah.
What are you doing when you're not, Patty? What do you do? What is the meeting that you had? What do you do when you're not at conventions?
If you're comfortable sharing, because I feel like Pete's just grilling the girls right now.
I can't even believe what he's doing, but okay. Well, they can answer if they want to. But.
Well, is this an inappropriate question? What do you do outside of it?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a makeup artist.
You're a makeup artist. Okay. And you guys?
I'll let Carrie go first. Oh.
I was working at Dell for the last 13 and a half years, but they just let me go in February. So now I'm looking for something new, but I'm done with corporate. So I'm looking for something more fun and more me. So, yeah.
Well, we try to help you. You know what I mean? If somebody knows someone looking for whatever you did at Dell, call Lexi, call Carrie. Lexi, what do you do?
I currently work in a salon as an assistant, but in September, I'm going to massage school.
That's very cool. Oh. Very
nice. So right now, I rub heads. Soon, I'll be rubbing bodies. So that'll be fun.
Leah says, hey, Pittsburgh has plenty of cool stuff. It does. I've been to Pittsburgh. It's wonderful. And somebody, Dorkzilla, said, you know, that she flies all over to see Metallica.
Of course. She's got hundreds of shows.
So, I mean, it's awesome. I think it's awesome that you guys are doing all this and fun. And I think you guys bring good fun to both of it. Like Lexi and Carrie getting the cast to do like really fun, interesting pictures, you know what I mean, is something different that they appreciate. And I'm sure Patty, like you coming there and being supportive and caring about all of them on a very deeply personal level, they appreciate that as well. Brian, do you have any follow-ups?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. I think Larry has a follow-up.
No, I don't. I think we've run out of course.
Okay. Chuck, anything on your end?
I'm right there running the course with Larry.
Me too. I feel the course is run. We came back from a power outage, so that was
exciting. That's right. You did. Yeah. Well, nice to talk to you, girls. I it was very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Very nice to meet all of you.
Everybody. Yeah, been
so nice to meet you guys.
Larry,
very talented. Good,
Karen. See you. It's always good to see you, and thank you both for coming to the film. I really appreciated it. So
we really enjoyed it. I can't wait to see where it goes.
Me too. All right, guys. Thank you all so much. See you soon. Bye, Lexi. Thank you.
Bye,
Patty. Mm-hmm.